There's five different countries represented here, and I've got our friends from Iceland that helped out on making this event possible. So if I could please introduce the we've got both the Trade Commissioner and the consulate, I guess. And I'd like to turn it over to Lena Goodinson.
Thank you for coming. It's a great honor for Iceland to be a part of this. And on behalf of Iceland Airwaves and Iceland Air, I welcome you. I bought my first guitar when I was, 10, 11. I published a CD. I was trying to play and become a musician in Iceland, but I was never really any good. So I gave that up. But I'm still writing the book, How to Bluff Your Way into Guitar Playing. And I'm very far from the last chapter, actually. But a lot of things in Iceland have changed since then. The musicians are better. They are, I think, more clever than they used to be. They are very business savvy. They have a much greater understanding of the market that they are trying to reach. And they are, in many ways, much more adventurous, both in their business ventures as well as in their music. A few years back, I met a promoter from New York who was promoting for the Lincoln Center, a festival that they were doing called Wordless Music, and he came to my office and he wanted to work with us, and this is probably 6-7 years ago, and I said, okay, but why Iceland? And he said, well, Iceland is one of the very few places in the world where there you can find this cross between pop music and classical music. And that's what we need to bring the Lincoln Center to younger audience. And I said, so, and what is the other country? And he said, it's Canada. And I was, oh, that's very interesting. And he said, yeah, those two countries are the, at that time, kind of the ground zero for that kind of music, the cross between classical music and pop music. And at that time I thought, okay, Iceland really has changed since I was a punk trying to smash my guitar in a garage. But thank you for coming. I would also like to introduce my ambassador here. If you have any anything that you want to know about Iceland and Canada, then Thorður Ægir Óskarsson is here from the embassy in Ottawa. And we also have some people here from the city of Reykjavik and some music industry people. But again, Neil, thank you so much for having us and everyone for coming. Thank you.